One is a kind of desperate attempts to regain something that was once experienced. And it's a bit like when you've got something good, you enjoy it initially because you weren't looking for it. But then people come to church in order not to praise God, but to get the results of praise, which, if you like, is an emotional or spiritual high. And you come in order to capture this. And you become more and more dissatisfied as times go on because what you once had, the experience you once had, is no longer delivered. So you get a kind of dissatisfaction. And then people wander, then cross to another church with a new kind of band or music which promises to deliver that. So you get this increased spiritual dissatisfaction. The second thing that generic praise does is opens people to the generic prevailing Gnosticism in our society, which is kind of the feel-good spirituality, and then the boundaries between Christianity and other forms of spirituality are blurred. The third result is, strangely, paradoxically, God can be at work even at this. And a lot of the most orthodox theologians and Christians that I know have gone through this, and by means of this kind of praise singing, have come back and rediscovered what I'd call orthodox worship.